Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
Today, I'm Dale Lally of DK Pittsburgh Sports, here, of course, with Tom Reed, also at DK Pittsburgh Sports. And it's Thursday, Tom. It means the game is getting inching closer. Steelers got some good news yesterday. Devin Bush back at practice. See that again today. Cam Sutton back at practice. Getting a little bit more healthy on that defensive side of things. We just talked to Keith Butler a few minutes ago. And, you know, I think people are losing sight of the fact with this team a little bit. They've been missing T.J. Watt for about a game and three quarters of another game. Alex Highsmith was out for a game. Tyson Alualu's obviously been out for a while. Joe Hayden's missed a game. Cam Sutton's missed a game. Devin Bush has missed a game. They haven't really had that defense on the field together much this season. This next this game against the Seahawks this weekend will really be kind of, you know, the first time they've had it together. They had it out there, obviously missing Sutton, for the most part against the Broncos last week until Bush went out. Well, now you're getting that group back together that was on the field against the Buffalo Bills that, well, looked pretty good and actually helped you beat the Bills, the only team that has beaten the Bills.
Yeah, and you go back and think about last year where the defense looked so good for a long stretch, and then they lose Devin Bush, and the defense, after that, they were kind of band-aided.
Lose Bud Dupree.
Is the NFL. It's kind of the way that the NFL operates, but you're absolutely right. It'll be interesting to see if the Steelers, this defense, can now be the dominant group they probably are going to need for long stretches this year as this offensive line especially tries to find its way. I think that was, when you think about this season, I think they were banking on the defense being lights out to kind of carry them in some of these games that they lost. And the defense wasn't horrible. It was kind of ordinary.
Yeah, and it wasn't what they needed it to be.
Yeah, they can't have that. But you're right. Getting guys back certainly will help.
The interesting thing about this game, at least from my perspective, is they're facing a backup quarterback in Geno Smith. What is Geno Smith at this point? I don't know. I mean, he hasn't started. He started in 2015 and 2016, maybe back in 2014, 2015. I may have my years mixed up, but hasn't played a lot since then. So, yeah. You know, if you're Keith Butler or Mike Tomlin in this defensive staff, you're trying to go back and look and find out what Geno Smith is. There was no preseason last year. Yeah. So I think he threw five passes last year, or four passes last year for Seattle. You had some preseason this year. He threw 17 passes last week against the Rams. You don't have a lot of tape to go over there to look and see what he is.
No, Butler was saying that question was asked. I think you might have asked it, and I think his response was he doesn't think that they will, the Seahawks will vary dramatically from what would be their normal look on offense. Now, obviously, Russell Wilson's a great improviser. He can make
He makes three or four throws a game that there aren't many guys in the league that can make, where he puts the ball in a spot that's like, oh my God, did you see that?
Right. But I think for the most part, for the base part of their offense, they're basically not going to tear an entire offense up for a backup quarterback. He's going to do run it to the best of his ability. I also like Keith Butler's answer about overconfidence. He said, "We're 2-3. That's really all you need to know. We can't really afford any slip-ups. They've dug themselves a hole. They're trying to dig themselves out now so that they can have can't go into this game with any overconfidence."
Yeah, I believe that as well. I just think, when you look at this game, it's a Sunday night game. The Steelers traditionally do really well in those Sunday night games. It's a backup quarterback. I don't, they can run their offense. There are still throws that, when you go into that game against certain guys, you know, okay, he throws the out better than, maybe he throws a better out than Russell Wilson. Maybe he throws a better post pattern than Russell Wilson. You want to try to take those things away. That'll be something that they kind of learn as the game goes on. But traditionally, when the Steelers have played, especially at home on a Sunday night, they dominate.
Yeah, I think in this game, when you just, how can you get beat in this game? Obviously, turnovers. You don't, obviously those two big wideouts, yeah. And Keith Butler was talking about them, they're big and fast.
Yeah, you can't let DK Metcalf and Lockett get behind you.
Yeah.
And the Steelers have had some issues with that. Again, getting Cam Sutton back this week helps that. And
moves everyone back down a place. Absolutely.
And Seattle really relies on those two guys. They catch more than 50% of the passes for this team. They really don't have a third wide receiver that's going to hurt you a whole lot. So, you just got to gear up to stop those guys and go from there. And, hey, maybe the offense against that Seattle defense. Can't stress this enough, how bad the Seattle defense has been. 450 yards a game. That would be an NFL record over the course of season. 16-game season, 17-game season, doesn't matter. 450 yards a game that they give up. Their defense has been on the field for 100 more plays than their offense, and we're 5 games into this. So that's 20 plays a game that your defense is on the field. It's because they can't get off the field.
Yeah, and I would think that Matt Canada was asked today, what is the proper ratio? Did you like the 35 to 25 breakdown running the ball? His point, of course, was we'll do whatever we can to win, whatever. I think they would love to have the same ratio this week because that probably means they're playing from ahead.
Absolutely, yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's the idea. Get that running game going again. Running backs do still matter. All the people out there said you don't take a running back in the first round. How do you feel about Najee Harris now? Let me ask you that. But anyways, I digress. That's going to do it for the show today. So check out our partners at BetQL. They bring you the video here. He's Tom Reed. I'm Dale Lally. We'll be back with you. They on the Kavakovic, and I'll be back with you after the game on Sunday to break the show down.